I never thought I'd live to see the day when Mandela would be free. And I never dreamed he'd one day be president of such a racist country. Who would have thought South Africa, land of apartheid, would have a black president long before America, land of equal opportunity? Or that England would have a woman leading the country long before the USA? I never thought I'd live to see the day. I never thought I'd live to see the day when Ramona Africa would leave her cell to charge the system with crimes of hell. She wears her battle scars so well. I never thought I'd live to see the day. I really never thought I'd live to celebrate the freedom of Ida Robinson, Laura Whitehorn, and Dulcea Pagan from a federal women's penitentiary. Still strong, committed, and fiery. Now 11 Puerto Rican prisoners have been liberated, and my mind is almost blown away because I never thought I'd live to see the day. We wrote letters, attended marches, went on visits, accepted collect calls, donated money, spread the word, said prayers, and everything. We talked smack and stood firm in our belief that these great spirits deserve to fly free, but until recently, I didn't realize that I never really expected my greatest hope to become reality. See, we lost Merle Africa as a casualty, but our fight is not over. We have many more POWs to free. Mumia, Leonard Peltier, Mondo, Richard Williams, and the Move 9 all quickly and easily come to mind. And I live for the day when Mumia and Leonard Peltier will stand on the same platform with Geronimo and Ramona Africa, and together we'll all celebrate the return of clean air, clean water, fresh non-toxic food, and first-class education in public schools. Oh, now you say I've gone too far. Well, this is what we'll be working toward, and with hard work, prayer, your help, and a little faith, maybe we'll all live to see that day.